Sometimes you have to be strong enough to be kind to others, and other times you need to be strong enough to be kind to yourself. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When you think about how God created the world and created each one of us, some parts of that are easier to accept than others. I mean, it's pretty easy to accept that God made amazing sunsets, incredible animals, and intricate biological machinery like our eyeballs. But some things aren't as easy to accept, at least not for everyone, like how God made our emotions. He doesn't want us to ignore them, push them down, and keep moving on without them. We need to engage with how we feel, when we're happy, and when we're struck with sadness. Jesus gives us our example to follow, like we'll read about in today's Devo, A Weeping Warrior King by A.W. Smith. Do you ever feel ashamed for crying? Sometimes it can feel like we need to be tough and strong, not weepy. But that's not what we see in the Bible. In 1 Samuel 20:41, for example, we see how the mighty warrior king David openly wept when he had to move away from his best friend Jonathan. It says, David got up from the south side of the stone Azel, fell face down on the ground, and paid homage three times. Then he and Jonathan kissed each other and wept with each other, though David wept more. And if you keep reading in the books of 1 and 2 Samuel and in the Psalms David wrote, you'll find other instances when David cried. Yet, you'll also find stories of David's bravery in facing countless enemies. He killed lions and bears that came after his sheep, and he faced down the giant Goliath in 1 Samuel 17 and 18 when everyone else was afraid to. David was tough and strong and weepy. It was because of his confidence in God that David could have the courage to face his enemies and the honesty to face his own emotions. He cried openly and without shame, and he's not the only one. Jesus cried too. He is the ultimate warrior king, and he wept when his friend Lazarus died, even though he was about to bring the dead man back to life. God gave us our emotions. It's not wrong to cry. It's how we process the way we feel when we're hurting. God invites us to use our tears, not only to grieve our own losses, but also to enter into the sadness of others. This is possible because Jesus promises to be with us in our grief, and he also promises to return one day. Then he will wipe away every tear when he resurrects us from the dead and restores his creation. But in the meantime, we can take comfort knowing that Jesus sits beside us in every sorrow and weeps with us. Let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. Does crying make you uncomfortable? God is not ashamed of your tears. In fact, God created us to have emotions, and crying is a healthy way to express those emotions. God loves us and cares when we're hurting. Jesus died and rose again for us so he could be with us in our pain, weeping alongside us. The next time you feel like you need to cry, you can picture Jesus weeping with you. How might knowing that he weeps with us affect the way we view our emotions? Now, as you and I can read in Romans 12:15, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read 1 Samuel 20, verses 41 and 42, and Romans 12, verse 10, plus verses 15 and 16, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and it's listener-supported. Just $5 a month goes a long way to keeping Unlocked going strong into the future. So, if you'd like to donate and join the team supporting Unlocked, you can do so by checking out the Giving tab in the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how God provides even in the darkest days. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.